the time is 9:55. We are now in our regular city council meeting. We just had came out of an executive session, a closed session, not an executive session, a closed session. The motion to leave that session was given by Councilman Frazier and seconded by Councilman Hammond, and the time that we left the closed session was 9:51. So the closed session was called for the discussed character, professional competence, physical and or mental health of an individual. It came to our attention working in this budget year with our city accountant, Gary Kennington, that a particular individual that works for the city was being overpaid in one area. And it had occurred for an amount of time. As soon as it was brought to the attention of the mayor and an accountant, we met with that individual. We did some research to find out how this happened. And as a result, it was clear and obvious that there was no malintent. There was nothing to mislead. It was an honest mistake. As we discussed, as coming out of that meeting, the close meeting, it was discussed that the amount should be paid back. The hope was in a 12-month period, but that is negotiable if needed. Am I saying that all right? And we just feel like where it's it is the money of the residents, and it was an oversight and overpaid that it does need to be paid back. Am I missing anything? Okay. Yes, please.
Can I just for a point of clarification?
Please.
So handle that. When you say paid back over that, how do you want that paid back? Through reduction in payroll so that the taxes are...
What would be the best way? We're open to...
The individual has, those overpayments, they pay income tax on those, right? And so if they just write a check back to the city, they're taking after-tax dollars, but they were already taxed on that, so they're not getting that benefit back from the taxes that they already paid on. So I think it's in a way to be able to make it more fair, it would be a reduction of the salary over that 12 months to accommodate that, so that the income tax then becomes equal to what it would have been. Otherwise, that individual has paid tax on that, and they're getting more harm than what the actual overage is.
I think that would be fair.
We want it as fair as possible.
Right. Yeah. Can you see what I'm talking about?
I think that's spot on.
They've already paid tax on that for federal and state tax on that, so we need to make some kind of an adjustment. So
is that the best way then to handle that, to make sure that levels out?
Because then it works out through the W-2, and then they would be like, this next W-2 would be less, and they would pay less tax, but they had already paid too much tax, so now those two things equal out to where they would have been.
That's
assuming they stay in the same tax bracket, and I don't know any of that, but otherwise it would.
And I think the employee would probably, I would hope, would agree with that, but that's something that we can discuss with the employee.
And
let them, is that fair to everybody that we let them kind of make that decision on how it's done, noting what Gary has said about the being taxed?
Right.
Okay. Did we miss anything as far as, I appreciate you bringing up a point that we had overlooked. Is there anything else that we're missing as far as what the situation at hand? As far as addressing the situation I have, is the way I should say that.
I think from the city standpoint, from the accounting and the accountability, we have addressed the issues that's been segregated out so that it can be seen. And so I think, somewhere along the line, you need to address that whole place. In the past, but I mean, that would be going forward, of course, but I think we have taken care of whatever, so we can track and follow that.
Exactly. Matter of fact, so we did address that, and that will be coming up on an agenda shortly. And they've been given an assignment of how to approach or what to consider and then to come with ideas.
Yeah.
Okay. If there's nothing else, then I would accept a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Motion to adjourn by Councilman Fisher. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Councilman Frazier. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. The time is 10:01. We are adjourned.